Basically, in a nutshell, you know, our position has been that, you know, these technological solutions and market solutions are not real solutions. So when we have a market system such as carbon trading and carbon offset that is presented as a solution to climate change, we have to really look at what does that mean. You know, is it a mechanism that will not have will not provide assurances, you know, as far as accountability, and we're very concerned about this right now. I was just recently talking with one of our indigenous brothers from Panama, from the Kuna indigenous peoples. And they're very concerned about this initiative called reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation. Our RED, it's called RED. And RED is one of the main mitigations that's being promoted by the United States and other industrialized countries. And it was one of the issues that was really being pushed in Copenhagen. There's been a 2-3 year, you know, effort by the United Nations and the World Bank and the private sector and the rich countries of the North to push this like major carbon offset initiative by using trees of the South as a tool for furthering what we call CO2 colonialism or red capitalism. This is how some of the mitigation that's being proposed is to use force as a market. Now, why this is a big issue to indigenous people? Because it raises the question of property rights. Before any system globally or locally or nationally trades any kind of commodity, there has to be a definition of who owns that commodity. In this case, who owns the trees? And deeper than that is the question, who owns the carbon? Okay? So in these areas that I'm talking about, in the global south, in the tropical regions, indigenous peoples have inhabited these regions for millennia. And indigenous peoples have been fighting not only for their indigenous rights for existence, but also their land rights and their forest rights. Okay, whether it's the Amazon forest of Brazil and Ecuador and Bolivia, or whether it's the indigenous peoples of Asia and Indonesia, Malaysia, India, Nepal, or whether it's our indigenous peoples of Africa. We're very scared that without strong mechanisms and safeguards that recognize the full rights of indigenous peoples, that these red type of initiatives, these forest carbon offsets, will end up being land grabs, the only instrument that we have on an international level that can provide a standard for the recognition of these rights is the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And ironically, civil society, governments throughout the world, a lot of the non-Indigenous peoples are now starting to look towards our Indigenous peoples for solutions. The world, our modern world, has to reevaluate what its relationship is to the sacredness of our Mother Earth. We have an industrialized model that's part of a economic globalization system that has removed people from nature, that has removed people from a sense of community. It's built upon individualism rather than communal. And many of the testimonies that we have heard from our indigenous brothers within our network is that they're calling for a change in viewpoint of how we live our lives as all human beings. So we are looking at new solutions, new economic paradigms that view the love, you could say, and the compassion for the rights of our Mother Earth, and a new way of looking at humanity.